Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Parents are now recalling scary moments from last night's deadly shooting at a Sweet 16 in Dadeville, Alabama.
We just wrote it out. Me and my daughter-in-law were screaming prayers. Just please, Jesus, keep us alive.
Police say they're still looking into why this happened. Dadeville Police Chief Jonathan Floyd.
We're going to continue to work through in a very methodical way to go through this scene, to look at the facts, and ensure that justice is brought to bear for the families.
They were mostly teenagers at this party, which means the school districts will have counselors on hand tomorrow for any students who need help. California Democrat Ro Khanna is calling for Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. She is 89 years old and has been away from the Senate for weeks now, recovering from shingles.
So it's one thing to take medical leave and come back. It's another thing where you're just not doing the job. The reality here is there's the sense, well, you need to have a deference to these senators who've served so long. How about a deference to the American people? How about an expectation that if you sign up to do one of these jobs, you show up?
That's Khanna on Fox. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand says Feinstein's human and deserves time to get better. Abortion access is still up to states right now following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. But we're seeing new data that shows most Americans think it shouldn't be this way. Here's CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Many American women now feel access to reproductive health care is getting harder. 50% feel that getting that care in the U.S. today is getting harder, and only 13% say it's getting easier. And women who want abortion to be legal are particularly likely to feel this way.
Lawmakers want answers after classified documents were leaked last week that included intel on the war in Ukraine. Republican Ohio Congressman and House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner was on Face the Nation this morning.
We have an instance where someone in Massachusetts who's looking at documents with respect to war plans in Ukraine and the Department of Defense knows, and that's what our committee is going to be looking at, is how do we make certain we make changes.
The FBI arrested Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira last week. We still don't know why he posted that classified material online, but if convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison. Well, time's a-ticking to file your taxes before Tuesday's big deadline, and new data shows almost a quarter of Americans wait till the last minute to file their taxes. But the IRS is now looking to create an electronic, government-operated free file tax return system. It may be available next year. Congress has already asked the agency to show them how it works. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Start your engines. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you're ready for some real deal, down-home country music, you've got to check out the new album from Luke Combs, Getting Old. It's something for everyone. Getting Old is all about embracing life's changes with grace, humor, and heart. From foot-stopping anthems to tender ballads, Getting Old has something for everyone. Protect your high-mileage vehicle's engine with new Syntec high-mileage full synthetic motor oil, available now exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going
to
take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 28, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 34, cloudy. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 40.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Alvin Bragg Day, Alvin Bragg Hour. It's all Alvin Bragg. Welcome back, Tom.
Are you kidding me, man? Just even saying it is kind of surreal. Happy Alvin Bragg Day to you, man.
Happy Arraignment of Defendant Trump Day. Can't wait to get used to seeing that.
Yeah, Defendant Trump. We got to come up with some new nicknames for the man now.
It will be a numerical one. It'll be his
045047.
Isn't it individual 71543-23, at least according to the statement of facts? That's the indictment number.
Okay.
My bad.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, that'll stick with them.
Dom, we're going to go over the statement of facts in just a bit.
Just the facts, man.
A deep read in case you're driving home and you don't have the opportunity because you're rushing off to go vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Or, you know, you just got a life. Maybe you got Brewer tickets tonight. 6:40, first pitch.
Ooh, vote first.
Vote first. Stick around. More Devils. We'll get to the statement of facts. But, Tom, I watched Alvin Bragg. Now, I got to tell you, it's the first time I personally have seen him speak at length in public. You know, you see sound bites. But I'm not from there. I don't see this man speak publicly. Today, I did. And I took a few notes, and I think we've got a few sound bites for our audience as well. Ebone, bring in the sound. We're going to share it with you, our fair audience. Here he is, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, talking about the charges against Defendant Trump.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Oh, 30.
34. 34. And you know what?
Felonies.
What I noticed, not former President Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump, just perpetrator,
Defend Donald Trump. More from Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA. He has the title. It's Alvin Bragg Day up here. Explaining the charges. Cut two.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
There are actually three enumerated cover-ups. You've already done a little of the four reading for us, Tom. Three enumerated cover-ups.
Yes.
It ain't just Stormy Daniels. And it's not just the playmate McDougal. There's also a doorman involved.
It's also the doorman got $30,000 not to talk about Trump's illegitimate child.
We don't know if it's Trump's illegitimate child, but why would he pay off the doorman to not talk about somebody else's?
Ah, come on. He's a great businessman. The same reason he pays Stormy Daniels $130,000 not to have sex with her.
Hey, let's keep it on Alvin Bragg
Day. Alvin Bragg Day.
It's Alvin Bragg Day. No matter who you are, Dom, Alvin Bragg might be coming for you. Cut three.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are.
No one's above the law. There are no kings here, Dom. Not even the king of New York. Today, the king of New York is Alvin Bragg.
It is Alvin Bragg Day. Same Crudy, had not heard him speak at length, and I was in the car listening to it. Felt like he held the room. He was in command of the facts.
Yes, I was very impressed capable. With him
as... You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a man of business. He was not messing around.
I'll come back to a few of my notes after we hear from the Manhattan DA. The day history is made. The day the former president becomes defendant, Donald Trump. In a New York courtroom, arraigned, pled not guilty from a seated position, strongly pled not guilty, my understanding, from reporters in the room. No live video.
Did he say, I am strongly not guilty, powerfully not guilty, or just did he say, not guilty?
That's
you know how he talks.
I do know how he talks.
Very strongly not guilty.
In retrospect, I was listening on Sirius XM to like MSNBC, and you know, it's like he powerfully... stated not guilty. Well, was he standing? No, he was seated. But they didn't actually talk about, like, I powerfully state I am not guilty. I'm less clear on that. I didn't hear the audio recording. There was no audio recording we're aware of.
Not yet. Not the arraignment. Hopefully we'll have different maybe technical outcomes in an actual trial.
It is Alvin Bragg Day up in here. We're very excited. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, brought 34 felony charges, arraigned the former president of the United States. Cut number four, play it for the people, Ebone.
These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Don't normalize it. More from Alvin Bragg. It was illegal. Cut five.
The participant scheme was illegal. The scheme violated New York election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. The $130,000 wire payment exceeded the federal campaign contribution cap. And the false statements in AMI's books violated New York law.
Well, that's a lot of illegal, isn't it?
When you put it like that, it sounds really bad.
Alvin Bragg starting to stack it up on the defendant, Donald J. Trump, 34 felony charges, an arraignment today in a Manhattan courtroom. One more from Alvin Bragg, and then a few of my impressions as I watched it live. Cut number six, a lot of false statements.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Now, he talked repeatedly that, you know, he's charging under New York law, and these are effectively white-collar crimes. He used that term a couple different times.
And that's what they do a lot of, and that's kind of their wheelhouse.
Well, and this 34 counts, this alleged lying to conceal other underlying crimes, he said is effectively the bread-and-butter mechanism of prosecuting criminal offenses of this sort in New York State. A few other things. He was very clear. Everyone's equal before the law. That this defendant lied again and again to cover up three different, what?
Catching kill cases, yes.
Three different payoffs. And, of course, he lied again and again on his books about the true nature of what these expenses, let's call them, were. A little bit more. Alvin Bragg continuously said, yeah, I've done this before. I'm 24 years on the job, and I bring no charges before they're ready. And I did more investigation than my predecessor, Cyrus Vance, had done.
More information came out, new witnesses.
We've had new witnesses. Yep. And I think the takeaway I took almost initially, and I lay some of this on Ari Melber, a pretty smart guy over on MSNBC, an attorney in his own right. The conspiracy, laying out the conspiracy, the multiple charges. This is not just about Stormy. This is about a pattern, a conspiracy.
A scheme.
An ongoing scheme. And it breaks both state election law and federal caps of contributions to a candidate. New evidence, new witnesses. New evidence, new witnesses. And Dom, 34 new charges. A lot of them. So anyways, it's Alvin Bragg Day.
And happy Alvin Bragg Day. Cody, when we found out about this, I think we're still on Brady Street, man, back when this happened. We're talking about this, and we knew that he had, you know, paid Stormy Daniels, you know, through his corporation. We talked about this. Well, I mean, yes. You know, I know how QuickBooks works, man. You know what I mean?
There was public record information readily available that this directed, well, because we saw the evidence of the Michael Cohen trial. Man, the guy went to prison for going on 3 years for this.
So this is, I mean, not necessarily a whole lot of new news, right? Lots of assumptions. I mean, we kind of thought, well, if this is how you're facilitating it through your corporation, man, you're probably not claiming it properly, right? These are white collar crimes. And I don't want to even, it's not even just $130,000. What do you, he got like 400, Cohen got $420,000.
Well, they cooked the books additionally to fluff it up to hide the $130,000 aspect of the payoff to Stormy Daniels. The NDA paid $130,000, but to also get some tax savings, I'm not even sure.
Well, I think they wanted to fluff it up for Cohen, so if he did claim it, he'd have enough to cover the taxes, so he'd net out a higher number. But
his
again,
tax liability.
Yeah. So, this is a lot of money. I mean, we talked about the state of Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. I think it was like $50,000, something like that. I mean, this is over twice an average salary in the state of Wisconsin that this man went through. I mean, these are
well,
certainly
a federal candidate only is eligible during the primary for $2,700 of contributions, $54,000 in aggregate in both the primary and the general. In the state of Wisconsin, the Supreme Court candidate,
$20,000.
$20,000 is the cap. $20,000 for governor, races of that sort.
Yeah.
The allegation here is $130,000 to Stormy, a catch and kill coordinated in conspiracy with David Pecker over at
AMI,
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And then another $30,000 also through David Pecker, another catch and kill, the unfortunately named David Pecker.
To the doorman.
So that's 280,000 plus 30, 310,000. That far exceeds federal. And I suspect state limits in New York State as well.
Sounds really bad.
You know, we rarely do the reading. Usually we just bring on, you know, like Jim Santel. Say, Jim, what was contained? But Thomas, this is, relatively speaking, breaking news. This is now in the public sphere.
It's historic.
Well, not only is it historic, it's required reading. And we've got no one else to do the reading. So, Dom, I feel like we must read for our audience, you know, sort of the statement of facts, the talking indictment that Jim Santel's been promising us for so very long. It should be Jim Santel Day. It's Alvin Bragg Day, soon to be Maggie Dawn Day. It's Election Day. It's Devil's Advocates Day. Every day when you listen, stick around. We're going to have some fun.
He Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest ice cream. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. They'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open today from noon until 9. Find them on Facebook.
The Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area invite you to a Toast to Great Futures wine and beer tasting event. It's happening Friday, April 21st at the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility from 7 to 10 p.m. Event tickets are $75 each, available at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area and Richards Liquors. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is hosting a scavenger hunt at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3. Raffles, a light dinner, and prizes at 3 p.m. Proceeds to benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, sticking around at least for one segment, maybe more. We'll see what happens. We can maybe take some of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Maggie, if no one has said it to you yet, let me be the first to say happy Alvin Bragg Day.
I really appreciate that, Dom. You know, I might have been a little bit ticked off for most of the day, but there was always that like 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, silver lining. And I had Alvin Bragg to thank for that. I just pulled up the image of Trump sitting at the defense counsel table. Boy, that's different, huh?
Yes. Not projecting too much strength from the defense table, huh?
Have we seen the mugshot yet?
No, and what I heard today is that they were unlikely to take one, which is a fascinating decision, though I would imagine it was probably part of the negotiation. Now, of course, it's important, I think, to understand the function of mugshots. It's to literally identify the defendant. There's no chance on God's green earth here that Donald Trump would be somehow be unidentifiable, except if the guy spent some time in prison, didn't have access to like the self tanner, the self pancake, or the orange hair dye. I mean, what would Donald Trump, if we can just engage in a thought experiment here for a minute, if you guys don't mind.
Okay.
DJT look like after even like 6 months in jail?
Do you remember the show? I think it was The Orange is the New Black. He would look like the character Red. Like right at the end when she wasn't doing so well. That would be
that might
6 months.
Be disrespectful
behind,
to her.
With like, right. Why are you so rude, Crudy?
Right. And like, here's the thing. You have to subtract the suit that's tailored to cover up, you know, the basketball belly that we know he's got. Right. Absent pancake, absent fanfare. I mean, what I think is really interesting is to see Donald Trump flanked by all those people, right? Like Donald Trump, one thing he's always been a genius at is curating a look, right? An image of him. think in your mind, even as president, how many times you saw images of him standing alone, right? Like, that is by far the predominant image, whether it's on some stupid rally stage, feeding a crowd some more, like, chum nonsense. It's not even linguistically English. Right? Whatever it is, right? But you see these images of him alone, so it's not, and he's always standing, right? Very, and you know, he's never, I think there's like two photos of him that exist with glasses on, and he needs glasses to read. You never see these things, right? So to see this image of Trump seated at a defendant's table, minus the orange jumpsuit, which really would have been the cherry on my Alvin Bragg Sunday today, flanked by lawyers that now have to speak for him, and for him to walk past a phalanx of reporters and not say anything, these are very different images of the former president.
Yeah, but the former is giving a speech from Mar-a-Lago like an hour from now, Maggie Dawn. We might even have some coverage of that on civic media. Who can say? Who could say?
Oh, God, please don't put the clown on the air. You know, I would do that if I was in his shoes. Listen, I can't level criticism at politicians for being politicians, right? So
sure.
That to me, unsurprising. What I want to see is, does he heed the court's warning? And remember, now we've got precedent here from his buddy, you know, Richard Nixon devotee extraordinaire, Roger Stone, right? So Stone was admonished multiple times by a court not to engage in certain behavior that had to deal with social media and statements he was making to the public, and he refused to do so, and consequences resulted. Donald Trump was in court today, was told point blank, do not engage in conduct and language that would incite people to violence. Let's see what happens this evening, because if I'm Alvin Bragg and his team of prosecutors, I am listening to that with bated breath, waiting for him to drop any language that calls people to rise up and fight, anything that even comes remotely close to that. I have the brief already drafted and the motion to go with it to put in front of the court to say he shouldn't be able to walk around, or he should be subject to a very significant gag order barring him from social media, or giving these sorts of ridiculous chum for the uneducated, you know, low information voter masses at Mar-a-Lago. Now, of course, there's a political downside to that, which is now he's being even more persecuted. But it's not like anybody's going to really change their mind if he's subject to a gag order. I just like to see it go down. I mean, do you guys really think he's going to be able to prevent himself from going there? I mean, the guy can't read a freaking teleprompter to save his life.
I don't think so, Maggie Dawn. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he stands up and says, hell, we got to fight like hell. We're not going to have a country anymore, but be peaceful. You know, I mean, he'll do that kind of the thing, and all the lemmings are, oh, let's fight like hell, but he told us to be peaceful. Maggie, the specific charges, 34 counts of essentially what? Cooking the books, I guess? What are your thoughts?
Conspiracy, tell the man.
The scheme. It's a scheme, Maggie Dawn. What was your thought when you saw the 34 counts?
Well, I wanted to know what they were immediately, right? And then I found out it was like literally every bookkeeping entry. And you have to, folks, you have to keep in mind that like the one payment was not the thing, right? It was not the check that was cut from Cohen to Stormy, right? It was the money that was paid to Cohen by Trump, and all of the misleading accounting entries that were made and the misleading campaign finance reports that were filed. Now, this is the thing I loved best about the information today, which was apparently $130,000 to Stormy turns into $420,000,
right,
to Cohen. I was like, you want to know how women aren't, you know, it's not a dollar for dollar. There's no pay equity. Nonsense. It's like a quarter to every buck made by Cohen, and he's not the one that had to sleep with Trump. How does that happen?
He's the pimp.
Folks, we're listening to the Devil's Advocates Maggie radio show, the Devil's Advocates Maggie show. Maggie, stick around. I want to get to more of the Donald Trump indictment today. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 28, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 34, cloudy. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, an Election Tuesday night, super duper extended coverage edition. We got the finest of guests. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend Maggie Dawn. Maggie, thanks for sticking around, especially on election night. We know you got good weather. We're looking at rain, light drizzle, no storms, though. You can still vote. Get in line by 8, and they'll let you vote. But we've got, hopefully, record turnout here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm hoping we win the battle for the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And perhaps as important or more important, depending on your point of view, the indictment and the arraignment of Donald Trump happened today. And it was 34 felonies. And Alvin Bragg came out very composed, did a press conference, Maggie Dawn. And I got to tell you, I was impressed by the guy, more so than I have been in the lead up to why he hasn't dropped indictments in what I perceive was a timely fashion. So he said, effectively, we've got new witnesses. We've got new evidence. The case has evolved. I've been doing this for 24 years, and we don't file charges till they're ready. And now this fruit has ripened. Maggie Dawn, I wish one of the more substantial charges would go first. From history's perspective, be it Fulton County in Georgia, be it Jack Smith in the J6. But I got to tell you, the charges as they were leveled by this DA seemingly were a lot more important, had a lot more gravity than just simply the guy paid off a singular porn star. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think the way Alvin Bragg has handled when he finally was going to speak, right, that he did present a fairly impressive persona to the public. I think the facts laid out in the indictment paint a really compelling picture. You know, there's a couple of new facts, right, in that indictment that I think are really, really specific and new and very problematic for the president. And perhaps the one that I think is most revealing is that it's very clear that they have testimony and that the CEO of American Media Inc., a guy whose last name is Pecker, you all David can just Pecker. Infer what I might be thinking here. So it's very clear that Pecker is willing to testify against Donald Trump, and that he basically came clean and shared with the prosecutors that Donald Trump himself thanked Pecker for helping to get him elected president. And that's really key here, because all of the elevation of this for mere bookkeeping fraud, right, which is what we're talking about, it's a sort of fraud, which is a misdemeanor, to the felony counts, is because it benefited Donald Trump in his presidential campaign. That's what bumps all of this up to a felony. And the fact that you've got Pecker saying, oh yeah, Donald Trump understood that. He understood that about Stormy Daniels. He understood that about the doorman in Trump Tower. And he understood that about Miss McDougal as well. And all of those payments facilitated by Roger Cohen and or American Media Inc. were all in furtherance of trying to get Donald Trump elected president. And any conservative talking head that wants to contradict that has to remember that when these payoffs occurred, it was right after the extra tape had exploded, where you've got Donald Trump on tape admitting to committing sexual assault, right? Like, America was transfixed by that. I think many women were really appalled. And so the next shoe to drop in his campaign, which was really close to the election at this point, we're in, I believe this was around the second week of October in 2016. The second shoe that was going to drop was the Stormy Daniels, Miss McDougal, and the doorman that was going to corroborate what these women were saying. That might have been the difference. You throw in a little Russian collusion, a little bearing of the story, a few felonies committed that he continues to commit in the Oval Office, and wham, bam, you've got Donald Trump, President 45, right? So I think that Bragg's presentation of the facts, his appearance today, are the counterpoint to saying this is simply some trumped up, pardon the pun, political attack under the guise of a criminal prosecution. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind folks yet again, Michael Cohen spent time in prison. For all you regular people out there, imagine if you went to prison for something that your boss asked you to do, and then you watched your boss basically say, because I'm really important, I don't have to go to prison too. That isn't the way it works here. And if it does, we got to start rewriting the rules. This is the first step in holding Donald Trump accountable for things that politicians for decades have been held accountable for, right? You don't lie when it comes to your campaign finance stuff. And if you do, it opens up a Pandora's box of legal horribles. You can't pay off porn stars and lie about it. If you pay, and here's the interesting thing, guys, right? If he would have paid her off, and he just would have said it's completely legal to do these this frequently done thing with tabloids where they'll catch and kill the story on behalf of someone that they want to maintain a relationship with. The payoff for the story isn't illegal. If he would have just said after the election, hell yeah, I paid her off. I didn't want that to come out. Oops, sorry about the campaign finance paperwork error. Here you go. None of this would have happened. It's Donald Trump's own pathology that he can't admit anything that has led him to this doorstep of legal peril. If he just would have called it exactly what it was, because everybody knew it was true, it walked like a duck, it had web feet and feathers, and he couldn't just call it a duck.
You realize, Maggie Dawn, he's going to use the "but I'm afraid of my wife" defense. But we went.
It doesn't
through,
matter. Yeah.
Wait. Let me throw a little bit more out there. We went through the statement of facts from the district attorney, and it's interesting that he actually tried to stiff Stormy Daniels, and specifically, he told Michael Cohen, "If you don't pay her until after the election, it won't matter." But she became insistent, probably through her counsel, to lawyer B, I believe, Michael Avenatti. Probably became insistent. The guy had his own financial needs, right? Wanted to get paid, wanted his client to get paid. And so they forced Trump to pay, but it wasn't to hide it from Melania. It was to hide it from the voters. There goes your legal defense.
Oh, that is like the ripest fact in the bunch, right? Like, wait a minute. Do we believe that Donald Trump would try to stiff again? You can infer whatever I may be talking about here. Do we believe Donald Trump would try to stiff the woman that slept with him when he's trying to pay her off for not telling her? Yeah, he absolutely would. He is that guy. The fact that he did it and it's corroborated by testimony, I don't know if it's more than Michael Cohen. Let's hope that there's some sort of something else besides just Michael Cohen. Maybe like Alan Weisselberg. I don't know. Saying that he suggested that they delay as long as possible because the only reason any of this mattered was because of the election. Because to Donald Trump, being accused of sleeping with a Playboy centerfold instead of his wife credits him as a person. That's what he talks to people like the Dippy Bush brother on Extra about. You just grab him by the blank, right? This is Donald Trump. He doesn't pay that woman off. He pays her to tell the National Enquirer to put it on the front page, right? That's who Donald Trump is. Let's not forget who we're talking about. So yes, we all know he did it because of the election.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We all know that is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours. Maggie, Alvin Bragg, I think, going after, as you said, ripe. I mean, these are the no-brainer charges. As soon as we were talking about this years ago when it became evident, first thing I thought about was how are they booking it? You know what I mean? That was literally yes. like on the air. How are you booking it? Because I'm pretty sure they're not doing it right. And of course, they weren't. 34 falsifying business records in the first degree. But when Alvin Bragg gave his press conference today, he mentioned New York state election law. He mentioned federal election campaign limits. Well, those aren't things he's going after. What was your thought on his strategy here?
You mean in invoking both the state and federal laws that he broke in addition? One, I think Alvin Bragg's pointing out somewhat uncomfortably that there are other prosecutors who had a much more direct route to charging Trump. One can only speculate as to why, you know, the Federal Election Commission or the Federal Department of Justice after Donald Trump was sworn in seemed to be totally unconcerned with potentially investigating Donald Trump for crimes. And one can maybe ignore the fact that Donald Trump basically forced out the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, where many of these, I don't know, can I just say this? I don't know why we're all acting like this is some like unsolvable riddle, why he wasn't charged by the feds. Because Donald Trump put lackeys in charge of these folks, fired everybody who wasn't personally loyal and willing to put their hand on the Bible of Trump and say the great orange man is the God and savior. And this is whom I follow, no matter where that primrose path may lead me. That's why he wasn't charged federally. I think the state crime that is sort of also making the predicate for charging Trump with a felony is this really weirdly worded thing. I had to read it about six times before I understood exactly the thing that it was trying to make illegal. And basically, the New York law says you can't commit a crime to help or hinder someone from getting elected. That act in and of itself is a crime, a separate standalone crime. A little esoteric sounding. So I think the combination of the two reflects some of the storytelling reality that every prosecutor faces when they bring these sorts of charges that are admittedly bootstrapped. Again, you don't get to the felony charge without the, frankly, bookkeeping fraud being done to further effectively a cover up or a different sort of crime. And indeed, we all understand that it was.
No, with regards
and yet
to
again,
the,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Maggie, but you referenced the SDNY, former Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance making the rounds this weekend. And I don't know how this isn't even bigger news. I guess it's one of those things we always assumed, but he was told to stand down by the SDNY for like a year and a half. I mean, that's why. Because Trump and his lackeys, as you mentioned, were putting the pressure on. That's why this did not go forward earlier. Is there any comeuppance or consequence to those actions, Maggie, in your opinion?
Here's what I would like to say to, you know, state attorneys general, Mr. Call, and local frontline prosecutors is, I think the federal prosecutorial system, when you have a knowing bad actor like Trump, right? I think Joe Biden has gone to great pains to say basically nothing about all of this, right? Do you think Trump would be doing the same had Hillary Clinton been charged with something?
Right.
Right? Like, come on, let's... Anyways, I think because of the appointment system, when you look at U.S. attorneys... the U.S. attorneys for the various federal districts, this is subject to some fairly onerous political control if the commander in chief is willing to effectively flex that muscle. And there's no question that Donald Trump was. There's simply not a reasonable argument to the contrary to be had. The list of prosecutorial firings and pressure is exhaustive and in a public forum. And you need only look to Attorney General Barr's, frankly, complete and utter total whitewash of the Mueller report that came out before anybody could read the Mueller report to know that the Trump DOJ was a political DOJ. In other words, we're now hearing the gaslighting version of Republicans accusing Democrats of doing what they do out in the open in broad daylight every day. So I applaud Bragg for trying to make those underlying predicate crimes very plain today.
You know, we're soon going to turn to our civic media coverage, election night coverage, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and a special race, 8th Senate District, great state of Wisconsin. You're going to want to stick around for that. And Maggie Dawn, you know, it wouldn't be a strong finish without you getting us to the finish line. Can you stick around for one more?
For you, Mike, anything.
Excellent. More Maggie Dawn, more Devil's Advocates. You on the phones, perhaps. 844-96-PARTY.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day with this extended super duper extra happy hour, 844-967-2789.
Civic Media election night coverage beginning very, very soon. Kristen Bry, Jane Matneer are going to get us launched. Todd Alba and Terry Bell are going to anchor all evening long. A cavalcade of stars all around the state. Please tune in. It will be award-winning. Even if I have to do like Trump and make up an award. And we have award-winning, a real award,
literally.
A WBA award-winning guest right here. She got the Crystal Trophy, and we got the second place plaque that year. Maggie Dawn, I'm barely bitter, though.
I swear, it's pretty much like a 50% hit ratio that you mention it when I come on to hang out with you guys.
It's a compliment, maybe.
I only think of it every other day now. It's
thanks,
like the
Mike.
Loss of my mom and that trophy. They alternated my conscience each day. Maggie Dawn, let's talk about the specter of political violence that the indictment and now the arraignment of Donald Trump, let's call him Defendant Trump. Well, he's been inciting, but nothing came to fruition. Where was the mob? The mob was effectively an anti-Trump mob. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went out there today and started comparing her buddy Trump to Jesus Christ, and that's what I thought, Jesus Christ. But she got shouted down within moments. She barely got 30 seconds, and then she jumped in an SUV and got the hell out of there. This was not a Trump-supportive crowd in Manhattan. You know, this was not the violent masses, but do you think there is the specter of violence? You know, it doesn't have to be in New York.
It's a really interesting question, right? Because I do think the cultural fabric has changed from January 5th, right? 2021. Like, it's different now. And I think despite Trump's congressional apologists, including the Speaker of the House, and sort of this, they've forgotten most recent history, folks that are elected, including a few of the folks that exist in Wisconsin's delegation, I think there is a change amongst, again, that weird swing set of voters and your traditional conservative folks. And you put that together, and it's not the same crowd he might have been speaking to then. And I mean that in its metaphoric and not literal sense. I think the only people who are stupid enough to stand in line for 4 hours to try to see the great orange man talk, you know, those folks haven't changed, and this isn't going to waver their viewpoint or their worldview. But I do think that some of the people that may have been more likely to believe that in sort of this conspiratorial sense of the world and Democrats' primacy in that, that there is a little bit more to reckon with now. And I think that there's just less stickiness for Donald Trump's, you know, I am Jesus and this is all a terrible political persecution of me. I just think there are fewer people willing to believe that. Now, as MTG will tell you every time any reporter asks her, her entire congressional district, like 100% of the human beings, not just voters there, all believe that Donald Trump is like the next, you know, the best thing next to sliced bread. She constantly invokes her particular constituency, which speaks to some of the problems that we're seeing in the House of Representatives, which of course is an outgrowth from the gerrymandering that we've seen, which brings us back to the Supreme Court race today and how important that is.
She is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, we're going to take some calls in just a moment. One headline, very intriguing, our friends over at WIS Politics, Scott McDonald, who is the clerk, you know, the election. Dane County clerk. Says voter turnout in Dane County could hit 60% today. I think it'd be a party up in here if we get 60% turnout in my hometown, in Madison. We'll be at the Pro to Say What's Party later. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some fair listeners like Rico from Rock County. Rico, say hi to our friend Maggie Dawn.
Sup, Rico?
Hey, hi, all you guys. You got a great show going on tonight. Hey, you know, I'm just sitting here listening. You guys got it muted on the old TV. But, you know, I'm looking at Donnie, you know, sitting behind the dependents desk, and I'm thinking, you know, I think the most underlying thing here for old Donnie is that persistent boil on his ass named Melania right now. That guy ain't got any. And he certainly ain't getting any. You better retreat to that separate bedroom of his and think about that.
Yeah, I did not see. Thanks for the call, Rico. I did not see the spousal support for president, the former president, defendant Trump today, Maggie.
If I was being arraigned today, my wife wouldn't be in court with me either. I got to tell you.
Well, I'm going to leave that one alone, but I do think that the Dom, it's a worthy of mention factoid from today, right? Like criminal defense 101, show the supportive spouse, the supportive kids, the supportive family, you humanize your defendant client. And certainly defendant Trump did not look human yet again today.
Well, the kids couldn't join him. They're afraid there's outstanding warrants
in New York.
Right? I'm sorry. We're running your fingerprints, sir. We need. This is not the warrants that are out for Eric or Don Jr., right? We're just talking about Don Sr. Okay, I just make sure. By the way, I just want everybody to capture that image in their head. So now, listen, I may have been fingerprinted once or twice. You cannot get the digital fingerprinting done when the person that's working in effectively the intake room, when you're booked or when you're arrested, if you try to sort of manhandle the fingerprint machine scanner thing, it doesn't work. Like you literally have to let the person do it for you. Can you imagine Mr. Little Hands getting how long that might have taken before he like totally just let this person do it? And please, if there is a God, please tell me that the person that took Donald Trump's fingerprints and had to like manhandle his little tiny hands was a woman, because that image is going to bring me home today for sure.
Better yet, a black woman.
Exactly.
967 2789, only because it would bother him the most. One last caller for the evening before special election night coverage. It's you, Joanne, from Madison. Say hi to Maggie Dawn.
Hey, Maggie. I got a quick question about George Soros. I was listening to the very end of Tucker Carlson's show, Don't Ask Me Why, and George Soros was...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.